from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You know, we joke a lot in the Sports Bar about, you know, being summer, not wishing away our summer, taking advantage of the time that we have. I guarantee you, there's one guy in our community, he knows how to take advantage of his time in the summertime. He enjoys it to the best of his capabilities. That's Hall of Famer Don Stevens, voice of the Rochester Americans, who's joining us now. And Don, if I'm not mistaken, do you even know what day it is? Are you just enjoying summer so much that today is Friday, buddy? We've got a weekend ahead of us, and you're probably just basking it all in all of it right now, just enjoying your time as much as you can here this summer.
Well, there is one day I have to try and remember what day it is, and that's the day to take the trash out. Yeah. So. Other than that, yeah, I don't worry about anything much over the summer.
Yeah, well, you guys work so hard during the season. And, Don, what I always say on our show, don't wish your time away. October will be here soon enough. But wanted to, you know, get your thoughts here because Amherst coming off a really, you know, exciting year. Packed house. Didn't go the Amherst way, certainly in the postseason. But we're all looking forward to what looks like to be a competitive roster. The schedule is out, and when you kind of look at the schedule, anything you kind of take away from it here off the top?
Well, first of all, the time goes extremely fast over the summer. There's only 3 months from yesterday until the first game, which comes up on October the 11th. But looking at the schedule and kind of going through it, it's very similar to last year, but pretty close to exactly the same within the division. They play 54 games within the division and 18 outside in the Atlantic Division. And it's the same number of games as last year. Utica and Syracuse, 12 times total each. That's 6 at home and 6 on the road. And then it's Belleville, Laval, and Cleveland 8 times and Toronto 6 times. So that's the number of times that the Amherst will play within the division.
Now, Don, when you look at that schedule and knowing that last year we you know, you pared it back a little bit, well deserved. You get to call your shots on this one. Have you circled any of the road games or any of the road trips and said like, nah, probably not this year? Or what can we expect out of you here this upcoming season?
Yeah, there's a few that Andrew's going to enjoy traveling on. Yeah. Andrew Bosbrooks, of course. There's a few that. Some of the trips that are just longer, more tedious. One of the first things I look at as far as the schedule is concerned is how many 3-3s there are. In other words, playing 3 games in 3 nights. And that's really tough on the players and extremely tough on the broadcasters. So I might kind of forget about one of those 3 nights there. But there's a couple of trips that more long distance or more grueling type trips that I might just ask Andrew to take over for me.
Yeah, in fact, Don, I'm looking at this right now. Credit the American Hockey League, because that used to be the thing. Let's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, they spread this out. I'm counting only 2 for the Amherst. They both come in March. Hopefully the weather's getting a little bit better when that comes around there. I like not having a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, too.
Yeah, there's also one in January. So it's 3 total, which was the same as last year. But it was what, 4, maybe 5 years ago, we had 17 3-3s. It was just ridiculous. And finally, the league stepped in and said, no, we got to play some weekday games because it's not right for the players. It's just too much injury possibilities by playing that many games in a row like that.
So, Don, since the last time we spoke at the end of the season, there's been a lot of change, a lot of turnover. Things have kind of Seth Appert getting the promotion, obviously, the new head coach coming in, Mike Leone. And I'm curious as to what you've been able to experience around. Have you experienced any of it? Have you spent any time with the new coach? Have you heard anything about how this organization has kind of taken a shift here with Lindy Ruff now becoming the head coach in Buffalo?
Did they change coaches?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that.
It's on summertime.
Yeah, you're enjoying your time, man. I'm not going to blame you for that one.
No, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet. I really haven't been around much or talked to many people except following through social media or media or whatever, following the transactions, and very disappointed that we're losing some of the players we've been losing. Very excited about seeing some of the players that look like will be here. So it'll be another interesting year. It looks like it'll be another very young but very talented team, and I think it should be fun, at least watching these young guys. As fast as they are, as talented as they are, is a lot of fun.
Don, you know, summer is, I think this is the time for reflection. This is a question, and we talked a little bit about this the night we came out. It was actually the night the Emmerichs got eliminated, but how often do you take a look here as far as how this organization has grown? You were here for the great times, Calder Cup championships, and then really the thing bottoms out. You have the Florida Panthers. You don't know what direction. And then you have certainly questions about the Amherst. But then the last 5 years, it just seems like the arrow keeps pointing up and up and up. Did you think we would get back to this point where the Rochester Americans, Don, come wintertime, are the marquee event here in Rochester, New York?
No, and it was a long dry spell in the middle. When I first came here to Rochester, it was Seymour Knox IV that said, you're going to enjoy it here because it's the social event of the community in the winter. And then we lost that. In fact, just became really a bad word or whatever, but it was not very well received over the middle years here. And now we're getting back to where it is. Once again, a very well received and an exciting night out, something that a lot of fans plan on. Since the Pagulas took over the organization here in Rochester, it's been the best I've ever had it in my 55 years in this business. And I just absolutely appreciate what they're doing and trying to do. And they're doing a fabulous job. Doesn't always work out the way that we want, but they're trying. And it's just been outstanding since that point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Don, there's a couple things that I think are encouraging about the roster. We talked about some of the sadness that we'll feel with some of the players moving on. But, you know, we'll see a lot of familiar names returning here in the fall. And it looks as if the way the Sabres are constructing their roster, that it's going to be a real uphill battle for some of the younger prospects, mainly, you know, Kulik and Rosane, to find some footing with Buffalo. We know that injuries happen and anything can happen between now and opening night. But from what you saw from Kulik and Rosane last season, do you think they need more time in the AHL before they make that leap to the parent club?
Well, first of all, if it isn't tough to get to that next level, we're all in trouble. You got to hope that that team above them is good enough that, yeah, it's going to be a problem for them to be able to make that next step. And I think that has been something that's getting better year after year, as you mentioned. Now, as far as I don't particularly want to point out in any, but maybe I will. I don't know. I thought from the end of the year, and go back to Kulik had such a very tough year for the youngster, that all he went through and the things that he did, that he didn't have a whole lot left in the tank at the end of the season. And so I thought that really he wasn't ready at that point to make the next step. Maybe over the summer he will get there. I thought actually Rosane was further ahead, and Rusek probably was further ahead than Kulik, and maybe should get a good chance. But I see that all three of those guys would benefit by starting here and maybe mid-season, depending on injuries and, of course, above, then start to make that next move.
Don Stevens, voice of the Rochester Americans, Hall of Famer in the Rochester Americans organization, good enough to give us a few minutes here. And Don, I know you have mentioned that you haven't met Mike Leone yet. We haven't met him face-to-face. We had him on, you know, everybody's going to give him a chance here. But just how difficult is it going to be for Mike Leone following up an act like Seth Appert? You have told us before that Seth was right at the top in your time here in Rochester.
Yeah, absolute top. And I'm getting tired of training coaches. This will be my 14th coach here that I've had to train. And it's the first one that hasn't had any pro head coaching experience. So it's going to be interesting. And we hear good things about him. But, of course, the school's out on the whole situation. We'll know more as the season progresses. But I don't think it's going to be easy for him. But from what I hear, he's the kind that will dig right in and do his best. So that's good.
Well, Don, we'll look forward to your calls again, of course, coming up here later on this year when October gets here. We're not wishing away the summer, as we mentioned earlier. We know you're enjoying your time, and it's well-deserved. And hopefully we'll get the chance to talk again real soon, bud.
Yeah, anytime. Good to hear from you. Good to hear that that actually life does still exist outside of my living room.
Don, are you grilling? Like what's
the summertime activity for Don Stevens?
Well, for a while it was I was glued to the TV watching the Olympic trials. Oh. Now it's the golf in Scotland I've been watching, and then of course the Olympics coming. I live for the Olympics. I just absolutely love the Olympic competition. So that is going to consume the majority of my time in a few weeks. So other than that, watering my flowers, doing my daily workout or walking or whatever. And I always talk about, I've got two seasons. One is hockey season, the other is doctor seasons. I got about 8,000 doctors that I have to get through in the off season, all my appointments and updates on. So I've been doing that, and things are looking good.
Don, what are you doing here? Like, you should be going overseas. If you love the Olympics that much, go over to. I could see Don walking the streets of Paris there and engaging in conversation,
sporting a beret.
Yeah, like, go over to Paris, Don.
You know, I think I've told you my reason for cutting back a little bit, have I not? Do you remember what that reason was?
Well, you're not. This isn't Belleville. This is Paris.
Gino's pushing your ticker a little bit there, Don. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying there. But that you know what, man? I have a feeling that, you know, enjoying the Olympics from the comfort of your own living room might be a little bit better right now than actually going through the rigors of working through the actual Olympics in Paris. You're going to enjoy your summer.
Yeah, I think that I might have to get a new recliner. It's worn out. Yeah. And travel is just not in my interest right now. And I've got a lot of relatives. All my relatives pretty much are on the West Coast, and they keep bugging me about coming out there, and I say, I don't want to go anywhere. So that's really where I'm at right now.
Don, enjoy the rest of your time, man. Well deserved, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Good to hear from you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Don.
There he is, the Hall of Famer, Don Stevens, stopping by the Sports Bar. Amerk schedule release yesterday. Don, you, me, everybody kind of looking at it. All right, not really any surprises. And Don going as far as to say it's very similar to last year's schedule.
Yeah, and good for him to point out, too, like those 3-3s. Like, okay, they've kind of done away with that for the most part. And let's be honest, like when you get to the end of that on a Sunday afternoon, what's left in these guys? This isn't youth hockey. Good that the AHL is spreading that out a little bit. Turn the tables there. Like the Olympics are coming up, and for me and you, that is not something. I mean, there's a story, we're going to talk about it, but is that on your agenda as a sports fan that you got to check that out at some point?
Yeah, I will.
Same for me.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like I've been robbed of the Summer Olympics here, because let me see if I can do the math here. 2020 was COVID, so they moved it to 2021. And even then, it was still weird, and I didn't really pay too much attention because it felt weird. It didn't feel right. It felt like the overarching theme of those games was the pandemic, not the competition, not the athletes. So I'm going to swipe that one away. It didn't even register with me. So if you swipe that one away for me, the last Summer Olympic Games that I would have been able to enjoy, I wasn't here. I was in Spain. It was the infancy of the sports bar.
That's right.
The Brazil games.
The Brazil games, and hey, here's a new show. Actually, I got to go over to Spain. Okay, so it was Duffy and I at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you came back.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to the games this year. I want to try and make an effort to be a little bit more present and soak up a little bit more of it, because I think I took the last two Olympic games, summer games, I think I took for granted.
Yeah, it's and then the winter games. Like, I felt like the ones in China there, like in 22, they didn't even happen. Like you weren't really kind of allowed or anything. It could have been in the Adirondacks for all I know. But this is going to have a different vibe to it. And good on Don, kind of giving us a peek behind the curtain there. Yeah, when I called him, like, hey, I'm just kind of busting his chops. I'm like, look, I'm really sorry to take your time on a Friday afternoon. He's like, I kind of lost track of days.
It's Friday?
That's like Christmas week, right? Like, that happens. Like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the best feeling. That's when you know you're living. You don't even know what day. Oh, I have to remember what day I have to take out the garbage. Yep, that's good. That's good. Don's keeping himself active. That's good.
Do you think, like, someday, I assume you and I, no, what am I kidding? I'm never going to be retired. But you in retirement, is that going to be you in retirement, or are you going to be on some sort of schedule? You know it's Tuesday.
I do need routine. I do need routine. But, and I think, you know, what Don is doing is what I think a lot of people like to do when they have that time, is find things that will occupy that time. If it means you're watering your flowers or you're watching the Olympics or whatever it is, my in-laws will go walking around the community center. That's their routine. They want to do that every day. It's a way for them to be active. It's a way for them to be social. It's something that they can look forward to every day. Yeah, I could see that being what I do when I have that time. Golf. We talked about the other day.
Yeah, a lot of golf.
Golf.
Yeah.
Give me some golf. I'll play golf. I'd love to play. I'd love to play enough that I could actually improve my game. If I can break 100 before I die, I'll be happy. My old man will be smiling from above. I don't think he ever was able to do it. We used to golf all the time, and we were terrible. Terrible. So, yeah, that would be fun. But keep yourself active.
I have this image of, like, in Paris, there's a pastry shop, and there's Don sitting there. Like, for the
Don walking through the narrow streets of Paris with a beret, loaf of French baguette underneath his arm, taking a chunk, just eating a little bit here and there, just walking, maybe feeding the birds. Yeah, no, Don's not doing that. Don's staying closer to home. And we're glad Don's in good spirits and good health. And we look forward to hearing his voice. It's the voice of the Rochester Americans here again coming this October. With that Amherst schedule releasing yesterday, felt it was a good time that we get Don on with us to get his reaction. And yes, it sounds like Andrew Mossbrooks will be handling some of the road trips as well this upcoming season. Happy hour is around the corner. We got a couple of notes from around the NFL, Gino. I know that we spent some time yesterday talking about the NBA's new TV rights package, what it might mean for the NFL. This came a day after YouTube TV, and with everything going on with the antitrust judgment and the NFL potentially having to pay out $14 billion, YouTube TV is going to offer a discount for a Sunday ticket, $60 off for Sunday ticket. I don't know why they're still trying to get this back together weekend thing, like the first weekend of training camp. They're calling it back together weekend, like trying to market it as a thing. Like,
oh, I think they did that last year too.
I think most fans don't really care. I mean, fans care that training camps are open, but we don't have to brand it as like, oh, this is a special weekend. We're all back together.
Yeah, like on the NFL Network, back together weekend. We're going to go to the Houston Texans one. And then ultimately, it's just three reporters sitting in a director's chair kind of talking about the stuff you already know. Yeah. So it's, yeah, we're not quite there yet.
Well, anyways, if you want that discount for the NFL Sunday ticket on YouTube TV, that weekend of July 27th and 28th is when that sale is happening.
How do you know if you are a legendary coach? I'll tell you. Like, if you can leave something behind that we take for granted, it's just part of the lexicon, like the West Coast offense. Well, that was Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh kind of invented that. Defensively, the Tampa 2. It was not Tony Dungy. It was Monty Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
So Monty Kiffin inventing essentially the Tampa 2, and eventually that led to a Super Bowl for Tampa Bay, although by that point, you know, Tony Dungy would be gone. Monty Kiffin passing away yesterday, mm-hmm. That, to me, legendary coach.
Legendary coach in the team's Ring of Honor. And think about this. He was a DC for the Bucks, the longest tenured coach in that franchise's history. A DC under Tony Dungy 1 and John Gruden. Talk about two... Yep. Varying personalities between the soft-spoken, even-keeled Tony Dungy and the fiery John Gruden, and Kiffin worked his way through both of those regimes, coaching with the Bucks from 1996 through 2008. He was 84, and of course, his son still coaching down south at Ole Miss.
Yeah, and the cool thing was that Lane served as the DC for, or Monty, should say, served as the DC for Lane. Tennessee, and then you remember how Lane kind of uprooted to USC, and that caused a lot of commotion. And then, following him all the way over to Ole Miss in the later days.
Yeah, that's a loss for the Kiffin family, but he was a legend and will be missed after spending all those years coaching in Tampa, making a name for himself with that Tampa 2, that cover 2 defense that kind of became, I mean, really, there's mm-hmm. the Bills kind of running a variant of what that is, that cover 2 shell that Tampa ran all those years. It's a pretty strong defense.
I did not, full disclosure, I did not watch the ESPYs last night.
Me neither.
And we'll get to in shots there something they did leave out, and you know, and not even going to talk about the weird ending, but what I do want to talk about is Steve Gleason. And I did watch Steve Gleason, the speech, using his eyes to get the words out, and you know, that's courage. Like anybody that wants to say, hey, the world did me wrong, and it's the opposite. It just came off as gratitude. So to me, good job by Steve Gleason last night.
We can get to that, and we have time for your calls during happy hour as well. 585-866-4FAN. We appreciate you listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950, and the free-to-download Odyssey app where we sound our best, or your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. And special shout out to everybody watching the Sports Bar on the Fan Rochester YouTube channel. Also streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. More next in the Sports Bar on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.